So how does the iPhone 12 hold up in 2024? Is it still considered a modern phone? Can it still hold its own against more modern, newer phones? Let's take a look. So the iPhone 12 came out in 2020, about 4 years ago. So several models have made this phone seem a little bit forgotten, a little bit outdated. But is it really that outdated? Let's take a look here. So build quality, it's still pretty nice. Glass and aluminum, it's the same thing that's available on the iPhone 15. So you hold it in your hand, it still feels very, very nice. If you don't put a case on it, it just feels like a nice, sleek, modern phone. For the SIM card, very nice because it has both a nano SIM card slot and eSIM. That's something that Apple has taken away from iPhones now. You do not have the nano SIM card slot. So this has any advantage of, if you have it unlocked, you could travel with it and pop in the SIM card very easily between these devices, between Android devices. Makes it very, very nice, especially when you're traveling. You could pop in that physical SIM card because there's not a lot of carriers out there that support eSIM, and it's kind of a pain when you switch between them. So it's a big plus. The iPhone 12 actually has a better feature with the eSIM and the nano SIM card slot in 2024. It has IP68, which is nice, 6 meters for 30 minutes. That still holds up very, very nice today in 2024. Now, let's talk about the display. It has a Super Retina display, but it has 60 hertz. Now, that in general is a bummer because even cheap Android phones have 120 hertz. But that feature is still not that bad considering the iPhone 15 also has 60 hertz refresh rate. The only way you can get 120 hertz on an iPhone is if you get the Pro model. So this is 60 hertz is bad, but it is not bad compared to the iPhone in 2024, the iPhone 15. The iPhone 12 still has the same 6.1 inch display, so that hasn't changed. The software is still up to date. It launched with iOS 14, but you're still gonna get several more years of updates, and it's currently on iOS 17, and we'll get 2, 3, probably 4 more years of updates. So it's still very modern, and it will feel exactly the same as a new modern iPhone. Chipset, A14 Bionic, still fast, still good. You won't notice anything between this and a newer iPhone with basic task. Now, for storage, see, that's where we find an issue here, a big difference. 64 gigs is the starting baseline, which is not the case now in 2024. Now it's 128, so that might be a little bit of a downgrade compared to newer phones for apps, movies, videos. Basic storage, 64 gigs does seem small for most people considering 128 is the standard. Now for the camera, same, the same thing, pretty good camera. Obviously newer phones are going to be a little bit better with the camera system, but this is still very impressive, better than 99% of phones out there. And you still have, it still has two cameras in the back, same thing as an iPhone 15, two cameras on the back. And trust me, this is still a great, great camera to take nice videos and nice pictures, and it shoots in 4K. Selfie camera also still pretty nice, 12 megapixel 4K, same thing as a modern iPhone. This one doesn't have a headphone jack, so we definitely have moved on. That was introduced in the iPhone 7, so there's no headphone jack, unfortunately. Bluetooth 5.0, it's a little bit older, but it still gets the job done. And connection wise, yes, there's a difference. Lightning is present on this device for charging, and that does differ from a modern iPhone that now uses USB Type-C. That might be a big difference to you depending on what other devices you use. And in my case, yes, it's been a little bit of a inconvenience, to say the least, because I definitely do like using the same fast USB-C charging a cable for my computer, for my tablet, for my iPhone, and for an Android phone, and for other devices as well. So that's probably the thing that's going to define this device, is the still having the Lightning port. that definitely is going to become an older and older feature as time goes on. We still have Face ID, still fast, still very nice to unlock your device with it. It has the ultra wideband chip, which doesn't mean too much, but you could still find your AirTag and get real close to it, among other things, but still feels very, very modern. Still works perfectly good. Battery on this device, battery life on this phone released was not that good. It is 500 milliamps smaller than more modern iPhones, so that might be an issue now in 2024, especially if you get this phone that's literally 4 years old. Yeah, you're gonna, if you try to buy this phone in 2024, it's going to have a dramatic drop in battery life, so you're probably going to have to replace that battery unless you find this device brand new, which is hard to come by in 2024. Charging is still modern because it has the introduction of MagSafe. So you got 15 watt wireless MagSafe charging and also Qi 7.5 watts wireless charging. So very robust on the wireless charging front. That's kind of the thing that defined this phone, is the introduction of MagSafe adding on to Qi wireless charging. So that still feels very modern in 2024. So in a quick summary, I definitely recommend the iPhone 12 in 2024. It's still a modern, fast, very functional phone. It was fast when it was launched, and it's still fast 4 years later. But there are some drawbacks that kind of make it feel old school. So the 64 gigs of storage, yeah, that's going to be a major problem for some people. You have to manage your phone a little bit better, being careful what you're going to put on the device and deleting your videos, your pictures, your apps, and downloads and music and all that stuff, now that 128 gigs is the standard now. And the charging port is another thing. Really depends on the person. For some people it won't matter at all, but for some people that have other devices, USB-C is actually better now, because you can use one fast charging cable for your laptop, your tablet, and your Android phone and your iPhone. And the third thing that kind of defines this phone being older in 2024 is the dynamic island that's not found on this device. This still has the notch, but that's more of a, it's not a functional difference, it's an aesthetic difference, and it's not that a big of a deal. So really it's the internal storage and the charging port that defines this device as a little bit outdated, but everything else, super functional. Software is still up to date, cameras are still good, battery is a little bit tinier, but regardless, in 2024, 4 years later, the battery is going to be shot anyways, unless you get this device new. But other than that, it is still a great phone. It's still modern, feels good. Don't be ashamed of using this phone in 2024. It still beats out a lot of phones out there. And that's been my take of the iPhone 12, 4 years later, here in 2024.